Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, welcome back to Baby Name Envy with me, SJ Strum, and my sister,
Naomi. Nice to see you all.
Thanks for coming by. Today we have some amazing new baby name dilemmas for you, which me, as the baby name expert you will know from YouTube, from the BBC, have come up with some amazing names. I'm keeping challenging myself now to do new names.
Yeah, it's really good. It's great. You have that panic, though, that you were saying to me this morning. You can't now say that you don't repeat the names because sometimes they really work.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, I love
dilemma.
This name for you, but I've just said it. So I've got a few in there. So we've got some really good dilemmas. We've got, first up, it's honouring somebody.
Ooh,
yet again. And
okay.
It's, I want a name like you, who. Scooby Dooby Doo. Can you guess what movie? I'm referring to.
Is it The Jungle Book?
It's The Jungle Book.
That's amazing. I went to the archives
title,
of my brain.
Or I was going to do King of the Swingers.
Oh, I love it.
So next up is Rumour Has It Rumi is too popular. So this is somebody looking for a name that is trendy.
And they think that Rumi is too popular.
Too popular. Out there too much, but I've done loads of really, you're going to love that one because it's all the meanings. She's a real meaning person. And then the last one that we have today is somebody who is salty about the surname Brine.
Oh, what, like you get tinned fish in?
Tinned fish.
No.
And that's who she's married, Mr. Brine. So yeah, we've got loads and loads of names to get around a dodgy surname as well. So cannot wait to share all the names with you. But we thought first up we would do one of Naomi's terrifying games.
So SJ, I've got a game for you this week. But I've gone a bit crazy because basically I've realised I'm up against the baby name expert. I don't know what I'm doing. But I was inspired by our children. You know, we play that game with the children when they basically won't eat their...
I spy a name beginning with S and J.
Done, I've won. But when we play that game when they won't eat their food, which is, you know, hardly ever, every single meal time, when we make them say, for example, you start off with bus, the next person has to come up with a transport that begins with S. Ship.
Oh, right.
So you can see how good I am at that game already. So now I think we do this for names. Now I thought, we bear to put a theme in it as well?
Oh,
or do we just
goodness.
Need to be kind to each other and do names? I think names is too easy.
Okay.
I don't think we can call ourselves baby name experts and then do just names, ABC.
I think we can. I think I've done that for about 5 years. Yeah, okay. So we're going to do themes and then people can, play along at home. And should we just see, when we get stuck, we give up, yeah. We're not going to the bitter end.
No, we're going to have to go to the bitter end.
Oh, my God.
So it's got to be quite quickfire.
To Z?
To Z. That's the end, SJ. 26, that's the end.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Oh, no, that isn't how it works, is it?
No, that's not how it works.
So when are we going to end?
We'll just end when one of us...
It will come to a natural point when one of us cries.
When one of us faints.
Okay. So shall we do a theme? So I think if we go for two themes, it would make it easier. So shall we go nature and... and vintage.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm blending them up. It can either be a vintage name or a
right, so close your eyes, homing, because you know how hard we find these games.
I cannot understand your games, basically.
Okay.
Thanks,
I'm not starting.
Go on then.
Ada.
Oh. Abner. That's
is that another A?
Oh.
Adna?
Yeah, because yours ended in an A.
I'm going to have to
mine
start again.
Started with an A.
This is terrible.
When you start again then with an A, and I'm taking your last letter.
Yeah, but I don't know how to spell that name, so that's probably wrong.
Okay, you start with a different one. Don't we just start?
You start. Channeling in, concentrating, so, I'm going to win. Go.
August.
Tiny.
I can't.
We're going to have to start this again. This is terrible.
I'm not starting again. I knew we wouldn't be able to do it. Okay.
Tiny isn't a name.
Not a name.
Right. So what? Right. Start again.
Don't make
right,
me
you
hot.
Do you do a name?
Okay. Okay. But name beginning with A. Alma.
It's an
A again.
The point is, not an A.
Oh.
We've established that it's like, because we're confused with the game, because we're saying A to Z, and really it's the beginning letter to the end letter. But do you do that?
Yeah, so then you just do another one that begins with an A. Okay, let's start this bit again from that bit. So so if I say Alma, then you do a name beginning with A again.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I'll think of a different name. It doesn't
so
start
hard.
And end. It's your game.
I know.
Okay, vintage name Arthur.
Romeo.
Vintage name Oswald.
Dennis.
Shiloh, ending in H.
Hero.
Ooh. Another O. I'm going to go this with Osiris, ending in S.
Okay. Serena.
Okay. I'm going to go April.
Lena.
Aldo.
Otto.
We can't get away from these O's and A's, can we? Oh, no, now I'm stuck. A name beginning with O, which is nature. I'm going to go Oakley.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I know.
Should we end on this Y name?
Go on, then.
Give me some kind of drum roll and I'll try and come up with one. I just want to say Yankee. That's not a name, is it?
This is your best game yet, it is me. Oh, sorry, I can't go on. It's made me laugh so much.
What is Y name?
Oh,
and we're going to have to end that game, guys. Next episode, we'll have a much better game.
Yes,
do play it at home. It's
we
a real
said we
success.
Would end when someone faints. And I think that time we're going to be out of humiliation or me out of embarrassment.
Exactly. Better games next time, but do not play it so with your children
funny.
Over dinner.
Everyone at home will be shouting names out at us. Okay, well, we'll do that again because I, for one, had a wonderful time. Let's see if we do better when we're being prepared.
Okay, let's go on to some dilemmas and do what we are good at because clearly it's not playing children's games. Okay, I love this title. I want a name like You Who. I knew that was coming. Just wanted to start off by saying I absolutely adore you both. I love listening to the podcast. Keep up date with the Instagram page and SJ. Your YouTube videos are my absolute favourite.
Thank you.
Oh, she made it to the I'm onto the podcast with that lovely adoration. I would love your help with naming a little boy. My wonderful granddad recently passed away and I would love to honour him with the middle spot. His name was Eddie. However, our surname is Edwards, so I can't use that as Eddie Edwards doesn't work. Oh, I don't know. I quite like it. Mm. It's not an absolute no-no for me. As a little girl, I used to call him Blue, as he always reminded me of Blue the Bear in the Jungle Book, and it's a film we used to watch together. So I was thinking of using Blue in the middle spot, which I really do love, but for a first name, I'm leaning towards more one-syllable names such as Finn, and I don't think two-syllable names work or flow. I already have a little baby boy called Luca James, so it would need to work with that too. Who? My question is, how can I have a one-syllable name in the first spot but still incorporate Blue, my granddad, in the middle? or do I choose a longer name for the first name in order to have Blue in there? Ah, any help or suggestions would be hugely appreciated. Thank you so much in advance. Sending you guys so much love, light and strength right now. You're in our prayers every day. Love, Cloudy. Cloudy, I love your name. I presume, is it Claudia?
Yeah, Claudia or Claudia, she is.
What a brilliant name. And also, thank you ever so much for saying that. That's really kind, Cloudy. And thank you for following us. Over to you, SJ.
Yeah, so I was loving this. I love the name Blue, yeah. But I do have to say that in the Jungle Book, the bear is called Baloo, B-A-L-O-O.
So that was like a drop the mic moment in their family.
I was like, am I reading this wrong? Or she calls him Blue after Baloo, but she always thought it was just Blue when she was little, or she's never known that it's actually Baloo. I don't know. But I thought, well, her problem is almost solved because Blue is either, A, it's wrong, sorry, granddad, but it was cute that you called him Blue and I don't mind it. But to honour him, you can just go with Baloo. So you either spell it B-A-L-O-O and it means bear in Hindi, which was why it was Baloo. So then there's Bagheera, which means tiger, pointing at you as if you ever watched a Disney movie in your life.
Yeah.
Maybe that one. But the traditional Hindi spelling of it, I actually really like it. It's B-H-A-L-U, Baloo.
I love it.
And I think that's really cool. And so I think it's such a beautiful story. That was my nickname for my granddad was Blue after the bear Baloo. And then when you watch the Jungle Book, obviously that sort of brought into his name, but it's such a trendy name. And Cloudy, I mean, let's face it, she needs a trendy middle.
She does.
She could go Eddie Baloo Edwards and me and they would not be mad
about it.
But I thought how fun that, like, I don't know. She has to tell us, Cloudy. Did you always think it was Blue, like the colour or not? And then for first name, she's got gorgeous names. I love the name Luca. Luca actually means light. Mm. And what I loved was the idea of using Albi, which is short nickname for Albert, which also means light.
Oh,
so she'd have Luca and Albi, but Albi Blue or Albi Baloo sounds so lovely with the B's and the L's.
I love
repeated,
it.
Repeated, and it also means light. So it would just sound really trendy. It doesn't matter if she went with. And also Albi, I found some with like Albus or those longer forms mean white, like cloud.
Oh my goodness.
Because she's cloudy.
Beautiful.
So I thought that would be quite sweet, bringing the mum in. So then I also found some other ones meaning cloud. So I got a little bit obsessed with what names mean cloud. So funny enough, Nigel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like,
I can't go with that.
Can't go with Nigel. But Niall, I do like N-I-A-L-L, Niall. A bit trendier because of that guy from One Direction who was Niall.
Oh, yeah.
Also means cloud. So Naya actually meant hero and the I-L meant cloud. So it's kind of got this sense of this gorgeous cloud. And I know her name isn't Cloudy, but I thought it was really lovely to know. And I think Luca and Niall do sound
nice together. They do sound really lovely together.
Quite trendy. So I think she should go with Baloo as the middle spot, potentially with Albi as the first name or Niall for a baby boy. There are some beautiful names meaning cloud. And I thought how nice it is. There's a picture of a cloud right there, Nay, if you want to remind yourself what a cloud looks like.
Yeah.
So like, these aren't for her because I know she's been looking for boy names. But Pilvi, P-I-L-V-I, like Sylvie, but with a P means cloud.
Gosh.
Isn't that cute for any of her future babies? And she could also go, it's a little bit gender neutral, but the name Sky.
Yes.
S-K-Y-E. Such lovely. Very
popular.
Quite like the idea of, I like Sky for a boy.
Do you think, though, that Sky and Cloudy is a bit bang obvious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I thought it was quite clever. And something that somebody...
I thought a bit obvious.
I mean, Yankee would obviously be a bit of a rarer choice, but Sky, because her name isn't Cloudy, but actually, because then I was thinking of Sky Blue, no? So yeah, it's really, really obvious, and thanks, but I thought it was on my list, but I liked
it. Some people like the obvious, though, like Albert and things like that that you said.
Some people do. Some people just
works
like...
For some.
Well, I actually thought that Skylar Blue would be a lovely daughter name for you, or Sky as a gender neutral. Luca and Sky, I think, sound trendy as. But yeah, that was my ideas, and I love the idea of Baloo.
So do I. Absolutely love it. And our parents,
lots of people
really
like
love
that
film, don't they? That's something that sort of they got talking about when they met at a wedding, and then they always talk about it. So I've always thought that's quite a romantic
really?
Story. Yeah,
never heard that.
Must talk to your parents more. SJ.
Must do.
Also, do you know what I was thinking with Niall? Interesting that we've not ever seen that come back into the charts, given it is a great big One Direction fan base. But what I like about it is it's got the hard sound at the front of the N, and then it sort of softens with that L at the end. So I really liked that
name. It is lovely.
Yeah. Rooting for Niall. Okay. Dilemma. Rumour has it, Rumi is too popular. Who knew? Hi, SJ. I absolutely love this podcast. I even make my OH listen to it in the car. So that means my other half.
Oh,
did you
sweet.
Know that? So sweet. Sometimes I don't know
old
them.
Husband.
That's what I wondered if it meant. My husband would have to be the old husband. We listened to it in the car and now he requests it. You and Naomi have the most amazing chemistry. I can listen to it all day. Me and my partner both mixed English Indian and are looking for baby names. This will be our first.
Congrats.
First, and while he is brought up in quite a Western home, I did not speak English at home and feel a lot more connected to my South Asian heritage. Gosh, SJ, this is exciting to see what names you've come up with.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
I want to respect my upbringing and my baby's name, but also don't want it to be too traditional and have people struggling to say it. And my partner doesn't speak other languages, so it has to be somewhat relatable to him too. My middle name is Solomon, after my dad who passed. It's a nice name.
Oh, it's lush.
I love the name, and it's Middle Eastern Hebrew roots. I lived in Israel after university, and I'm interested in religion, so enjoy the name Solomon. And maybe Sol as a nickname, but would like some other alternatives too, as Solomon is quite traditional. We also like Rumi after a famous Muslim poet, but then heard Beyonce's child is called Rumi and not sure if it would become a trend name, which I don't want. I'm not keen on Isla, Lila sounding names as there are a few in my family and also are getting quite popular. I like Rowan too, and maybe even Jude for both a girl and a boy. And for a girl, I quite like Nina or Nai. Is this Nai?
I think it's Nilani.
Nilani. It's so preacher, gosh, that's a nice name.
N-I-L-A-N-I.
A Tamil name,
yes.
Tamil name. Or even Frida. I love short, cute names and really like Rue, but it has a terrible meaning. Oh, what's the meaning? Do you know?
Well, it's like regret. So oh. Rue's about how she spelled it there, R-U-E, is like, oh, you'll rue the day.
Gosh.
When you made it that game.
I didn't know
that. That type of thing, it means yes. regret.
Yes.
But if you spell it R-O-U-X, so Zoe and Alfie, they have their little girl's middle name was Rue, if you remember.
Yes.
So she spells it R-O-U-X, and then it means kind of red or rusty coloured.
Oh, that's nice.
So she could go with that, but she is right, yeah.
And we hear Rue a lot because it's an abbreviation for quite a few names,
oh,
isn't it?
I think it's in the next dilemma as one of her faves.
Okay.
Yikes.
I'm stuck trying to find names that honour who I am and how my children will be raised while living in the UK but being mixed heritage. Hope you can help. Gosh, this is brilliant. I bet you enjoyed this one.
Yes, I've got some lovely names. And this is a style of name that is so interesting because there's so many places you
yes.
can go with it. So I've got some names really taking into consideration the names that she liked, which are stylish, trendy names like
yeah.
Rumi, Solomon. I loved it and I loved all her reasons.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my goodness, I just want to talk names with you all the time. So I've come up with a few. So I wonder if I'll do girl names first, actually. So Suki.
Yes, I love that name.
Gorgeous name. So you can spell it either S-U-K-H-Y is the Indian spelling
okay.
of it. But if you do S-U-K-I, it comes up more as Japanese. And the two meanings are lovely because the Indian meaning of Suki is happiness.
Lovely.
Which is beautiful. But then in Japanese, the S-U-K-I, it has two meanings, which is this meaning, you know, one of those words that doesn't exist in other cultures where
yeah.
it means loved one. So you would use it as somebody you love, but it could be a friend or it could be you just somebody that you're really close to, not just for family. And it's just there's your Suki. And I thought Suki Solomon sounds really, really lovely together.
Does.
She's going to keep Solomon, which I would as a middle spot for a feminine or I love the name.
And they're up for gender neutral names.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah,
yeah she's used it. I also loved Reva. So R-E-V-A,
yeah, I
beautiful
do.
Name, and it means sacred riverbank, which I feel is really on her vibes.
Mm.
All the names like Rumi is quite like a Rumi, but it's less hasn't been used by a huge celebrity like Beyonce, Reva, but really on her vibes, and she liked Rue, like we talked about, as a nickname, but it could be a nickname. So she could have
yeah.
Reva, who she calls her little Rue.
Yes,
yeah, you know, she can use that as a nickname if she thinks the meaning is a little bit too negative, but she could have Reva Rue spelled the other way, the R-O-U-X. And I thought Reva Rue sounds really cute together.
So sweet.
A really interesting name was, so Rumi was this Sufi poet. So Sufi is this really, it's quite trendy at the moment. He's the biggest selling poet in America.
Wow.
And he's a spiritual leader as well. So he, a lot of his poems, they're in like, you know, they inspired a lot of Chris Martin's songs and things like that. And he's this real leader in thought. And I was reading a lot about, I thought, what about the name Sufi? S-U-F-I. So it's kind of unique that she wanted, she likes a really lovely meaning, and it's
so
kind of
pretty.
Like the Western Sophie.
It is.
But you've got Sufi. So a Sufi poet basically aids people's spiritual journeys. And Sufi poetry is this form of mystical Islamic devotional literature that it all was about divine love and unions and real love poetry, and that's why it's really inspiring a lot of people. So I thought maybe she could go with Sufi.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
Isn't it quite cute?
It's really cute. I prefer Suki, I think.
Yeah.
But I really like it. Only because I do think it sounds a lot like Sophie. And
yeah.
then Sophie is a common name, I think it's fair to say.
Yes.
And she doesn't seem to want to go down that route.
Too common.
Yeah.
But yeah, if he wants something that really kind of is a bit broad, I just think when you see it with Sufi, I think you'd always be like, that
so
is
pretty.
So pretty. And with this meaning of this poetry, that's this love poetry.
I don't know if you've thought about it, Sarah Jane, but I think it looked nice on paper.
It looked nice on a piece of paper, which
as
is
I always
Naomi's
say
way
week.
Of doing it. So looking at boy names, there's a bunch on here that I loved. So there's Ashwin, which is a really interesting name. It means light in Sanskrit. But Ashwin is also the first star that appears in the evening sky.
Oh,
so it's quite a beautiful name. And I felt like if she wanted an Indian name a bit longer, Ashwin, but Ash is such a global nickname, you know, very, very trendy.
And it's their first baby.
First baby, yeah, so true. And I think it must be a little bit like August, because it's also the seventh month in the Hindu calendar and the sixth month in the Bengali calendar. So I wonder if it's got a bit of like that sort of August vibe to it as well, which is so trendy at the moment, having like, you know, a month or a season. I just liked Ashwin so much.
So
it sounds so cool. Harris is an interesting one for this mix of the two cultures.
It is, because I think of that as very English.
Yeah, so Harrison, so trendy, maybe too popular for her.
Yes.
But Harris, just spelt H-A-R-I-S, means grace in Arabic, which is lovely. Or it also comes up as meaning guardian angel, which I think is really nice, thinking of her dad who's passed, linking, you know, it's nice to have that meaning a little bit with Harris. Really lovely, because Harrison is so popular, but Harris has got that trend. She's quite trendy with her name choices, and I feel like Harris is trendier than Harrison.
So do I.
With the surname as first name, cool. Idris.
Yes.
Which I know you will love. Is
I-D-R-I-S.
So there is Idris Elba.
Yeah.
So she might find it even more trendy than Beyonce's daughter. But I absolutely love it. It means fiery leader, which I think is really, really cool. And I thought with Sol meaning sun and fiery.
I love
kind of works really nicely together. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Because my friend's son is called Idris. That's why we mention it. And they actually go with, instead of going with sort of indie or sort of going with the I beginning for the nickname, they call him Riss.
Oh,
and
do
I
they?
I really like it, yeah.
Oh, it's like Iris, like the girl name as well,
yeah.
Idris. I just absolutely love it. I had Riyadh, which means garden, so a nature
beautiful.
Name. Really, really beautiful. I think it sounds so cool. And I liked that it means kind of like meadows and gardens, but has this kind of like strong Arabic given name. It's a given name or a surname, actually. And my last one is my wild card.
Okay.
Is maybe it's Faisal, F-A-I-S-A-I. Oh, no, S-A-L, sorry. Faisal. So that where I have heard this.
Where have you
it
heard
kept
this?
Coming up. And I was like, where have I heard it, Faisal? I think you might even say Faisal. That I remembered it's on the Kardashians.
No. Oh, is it?
Do you remember Faisal? You know, they're
no.
always like Faye, that really gorgeous model that's best friends of like Kendall and Kylie. It's always in the show. I think
no.
they call him Fai. So I don't know if you said Faisal. I should have said it like that. But he's this Palestinian model. Anyway, it means sword. It's a really cool name. And it's basically this thing that divides right and wrong.
Wow.
So the idea is the Faisal, and it's kind of this judge or between right and wrong. It might be too different for them, what they're looking for.
I don't
but
know.
I was like, why do I keep coming up with that name in my head? And I was like, it's because I've literally got this Iranian model on
head.
The Kardashians
I've
in my
still
head.
Got Idris in my head,
yeah.
So I'm okay. So
those are
everyone.
My names. But I hope there was something there that everyone liked, and obviously
lovely.
Particularly you guys, let us know when baby arrives.
Oh yeah, please let us know. With those baby name announcements this week, we've had loads in.
Oh yeah, they're all on the Instagram.
They're all on the Instagram, a great place to find names, so do go over and check that out. Right, salty about the surname Brine.
Get it? Get it now.
Hi, SJ and Naomi. I hope you're good. My friend introduced me to the podcast last week after we found out we're having a boy.
Yay,
and I am
congrats.
Already obsessed. I've binged every episode already. It's so good. Thanks. We're struggling to find and agree on a boy's name. My name is Eden, which I unashamedly love.
Yeah.
So do I.
Isn't that good to hear that?
Yeah.
Somebody who loves their name.
I don't know how old you are, Eden, but I mean, it's a name, these nature names have probably only been in, like, in force in about the last 4 or 5 years, would you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, I think Eden.
So you've got a name that's sort of ahead of time, so that's dead cool.
Very trendy.
But I think it puts pressure on picking a baby name that is equally as unique and special. The other challenge is my married name, husband's surname, is Brine. Da, da, da. Yes, like tuna in brine. It's not the easiest name to match, and even I haven't changed my surname anywhere but yet, but of course I use it. Oh god, I find girls' names easier than boys, so we don't have many on the short list. My husband likes Elijah, but it's too popular at the moment for me, and there's something about it I can't get on board with. I really like Reuben and the nickname Rue. Full circle there. I do as well, but my husband won't go for it, and he definitely won't now that he's heard this, the episode before, so we're sorry about that, Eden. I appreciate I'm giving you a little to go on here. Our pregnancy came on so fast, and I haven't been one to plan things, so I haven't had a list or an ideal name since I was younger. I'm probably a bit of a hippie at heart, so I would love something that's got that vibe, but my husband will agree to as well. I loved your early episode where you said Robbie Williams' baby name was your favourite. That was me. I love his baby names and have commented on Valentine in the past. I absolutely love it. I have no middle name, so I'm currently unlikely to go for one. We're looking for the perfect first name. Thanks for your help, Eden. Brilliant.
Just
she has changed
for Eden.
Them all.
Yes,
bless
exactly
her heart.
What I'm saying, to listen to so many. But it's a wonderful dilemma. It is so disappointing when you've got this surname, which, sorry to your husband, it isn't the nicest. But I get what she means about Elijah. And she's like, something about it isn't landing. It's because of that I, because it brings out the I in brine.
Yeah,
so
does.
Elijah brine.
Yeah.
It goes into the bit of brine that maybe makes it not as, should I just keep saying it? Brine.
It's not the worst surname we've heard, by far.
But I get the Elijah brings that sound
it really does.
Out. So
yeah.
I think that's where she's going. I just don't get it because the name is gorgeous, but I think that's why it's the sound. You know that I'm really into how the sounds. And then what she's doing, which I think is smart, is picking up on the N. So where she's got Reuben Brine, there's the emphasis then
Absolutely.
On the N a little bit more. But I get why he's not into that. And I think with Eden, it's such a beautiful name. You know, it's this place name and there's so many gorgeous place names she could go to. She hasn't asked me for a girl name, but I do think if we're looking for that sort of place name, that paradise place, there's so many. Like there's Elysian that we've used
yes,
before, like
it.
Elysian Fields, and there's Anwyn, which is Wealth of the World, which is so beautiful, Eden and Anwyn. So there's so many places to go. So for her boy, got some really trendy ones. So she said she liked Valentine. So
I
how about one. Vermont? So it means Green Mountain, Vermont.
I like
so there's
the
place Vermont, which is obviously Eden is kind of like a very historical place, Garden of Paradise. So I quite liked it because I felt like Vermont was summons up this kind of very trendy green paradise, and then Vermont meaning Green Mountain, kind of the same. It's got her sort of uniqueness, like Valentine, but he might prefer more like Monty, which is the nickname, which means mountain. And she's a bit of a hippie at heart. I can imagine them loving the great outdoors, as all of us good hippies, pointing at myself too.
Yeah.
I'm married on him.
These mini hippies.
As we know, is Forrest. Yeah, I like it, but you're looking a bit like you're not loving it.
I don't know that I love it, but I like
that you
brought the Monty in as the nickname.
Yeah, you love
That's
Monty.
And then
and
I love
mountain.
Monty, and then I love the meaning of it. So I probably could be sold on it. If Lee loved it, I could.
Vermont.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like it. I've also done Indigo.
Which I prefer.
I feel it's really common, but I couldn't
Do
leave
you?
It off the list. Indigo brine just sounds so good because it's
does.
The I and the N again, but in a really trendy way that balances out the brine, so it just flows so nicely. And I think if you were going to go with it, you'd have to really stick with the indigo, like make sure you're getting that G-O-N and don't drop it too quickly just to Indy. But I love Indigo brine. I just like the way it sounded together. I thought that he likes Elijah, she likes Valentine. They could go with Everest.
Yes.
So I'm not obsessed with mountain names.
I know. Aren't you?
I know she hasn't asked for a mountain, but I just was was like, actually, that really blends those two sounds together.
It does, because you've got that V in there that's
Everest.
Really nice. Yeah.
And it just sounds really cool. I liked Ripley because it uses the R-I in brine again. Ripley, this hippie, trendy, outdoorsy name. It means clearing in the woods.
Lovely.
So it's like an outdoors, so anything with L-E-Y, as we know, means the clearing.
Yes.
So I just think that using the R-I in a really smart way, again, from brine, Ripley brine. I've got Lander.
L-A-N-D-E-R. I love it.
That's your list.
Yeah,
look at
I'm
you waiting for Naomi
one.
To list something. Yeah. Go through my whole long list.
Yeah.
Lander. So that's landed.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Get it? So I love it. It actually has got two meanings. So it can mean lion or earth.
And I love
so
that.
So two really, really cool meanings. I love the earthiness of land. And I think that what's nice about Lander is Eden. And Lander.
Oh, so do I.
They've got the same sounds and
yeah,
the same
have.
Strong letters. And so I think it's really nice. And it's stronger than the others I've said. Mm. But I think it's as strong as the ones that she likes, like a Reuben. Then you go to a Lander.
Agreed.
Sounds really, really cool. Iggy, I thought she might like. Iggy means fiery. And she could go with the longer form of Ignatius. But I feel like where she wanted something short and sweet and kind of the quirkiness of Eden. Mm. But it's not too try hard. Iggy.
I love Iggy.
In my opinion. Two more. I've got a couple now. So then I went a bit.
Have you gone crazy?
Went a bit into my theme again now, like you said I did earlier.
Oh.
So I thought salty water, brine, the sea.
Oh, the sea. Okay. Well, I'm with you. I thought, like, if you come up with the salty water name, what can
tuna.
That be? Yeah.
Tuna, you say it actually.
It will happen one day. It will happen.
Actually, looking at this, is marlin. Is that a type of fish?
No, marlin. But do you know what? I can't think what Vermont is. Vermont is something else.
Vermont is a place.
No.
In Canada, Vermont. Or are you thinking of vermouth? Are you thinking of alcohol?
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah. You are. Mm. You've got your eyes on some other prize.
I haven't drank for ages.
Marley, I love. I love the name Marley. It's actually popping up. It's becoming a bit trendy again, Marley.
Yeah.
Seen it being used a few times. It means seaside meadow. So
that's
I think
nice.
It's quite nice. I
yeah,
think it might suit her
spot.
Laid-back vibes. Marley brine. But Seaside Meadow is quite funny because it's seaside and it's salt water. Mm-hmm. And I did Caspian, which I also do really, really lovely. But it is the salt lake between Europe and Asia, Caspian.
That was lovely.
And I think it sounds really whimsical with Eden and Caspian. It is a bit funny that it's the salty water, but I like Cass by itself as well.
So
if your little boy is called Cass, and Cass means treasure.
Oh,
like my
sweet.
Little treasure, which is really sweet. So that's where I've gone. So let's see what Naomi's going to list. So Vermont, Indigo, Everest, Ripley, Lander, Iggy, Marley or Caspian.
Lander.
Nine names there.
Lander. But I think you've given her the top tip because you've pointed out that the bit that she doesn't like is this I sound.
Yeah,
so that's
balance
enough
him.
For her to now get those names down on the list that you've given her today and to come up with. They can identify.
Do that test.
Yeah.
Do that test. Does it have the sort of the stronger I again?
And
you're
I
not going to like it.
Love the meaning, the nickname Cass.
Meaning so treasure.
So
yeah.
They're meaning treasure. I absolutely love it. So in my mind, I would go with Cass, but you could probably look up
oh,
different names
so cool.
that could be. In fact, we'll put it out on the Instagram, long names for Cass, because it's so lovely, that nickname.
Oh, right, okay.
So I'll
put
find a better
Insta.
One for you.
Thanks.
And Sarah Jane can give you those ones.
I'm feeling a bit salty over here now, but thanks very much. Right, guys, that's it for this episode. Thank
Brilliant.
You, Nate, for that wonderful game.
That gem
I
of a
mean,
game at the beginning.
We'll be repeating that story for years to come.
We're not going to be playing it in the car on the way home.
If anyone is still listening now, not turned off after 5 minutes of us trying to think of any name beginning with Y that
Call
is
themselves me. Experts. Jeez.
We've had loads of fun. Do keep your dilemmas coming. You can email me sj.strem@yahoo.com or DM us at babynamenv on Instagram. You'll find me every single Monday over on YouTube doing Baby Name Mondays and other motherhood videos throughout the week. And to support this podcast, do please leave us a rating and a review. That really helps us get the podcast seen. And like so many people here, you found this by friends' recommendation. So thank you to keep on recommending. And we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.